This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Break for sure. It's the only way to start your day. And as you know, on a Wednesday morning, we've almost said we're going to have a midday show. My goodness. We've breakfast show. We usually have Illegal Insight with Mlambo Attorneys, whereby we touch on a lot of things as include illegalities and, legal, everything that is legal with us. So joining us, Namhlanje, is Est Noraf. They're not joining us for the first time. They've been on the show. They just came back this morning. Good morning, Est and Raf. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Awito.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for joining us. You know, today, it's very personal for me, very, very personal, because it's something I'm currently going through. I'm receiving calls every now and then to say, hey, listen, you still owe us. So, we're speaking about student debt now, Shlange. We're understanding what is it and how does it actually work, and imapama implications that you can face, you know, should you not pay this debt, and, you know, debt collection, you suddenly receive a calls. There's quite a lot of things that happens when you are owing an institution. So we're diving into that, Namhlanje. Maybe let's go into it, Est and Raf. When we speak of a student loan, what exactly are we speaking about student loan default?
Thank you, Arita, for giving us this opportunity again. So a student loan default occurs when you fail to pay your loans according to the terms of your loan agreement. A default usually occurs when a borrower fails to meet the repayment obligations of a student loan agreement, usually after missing several payments or often three or more consecutive missed payments.
And what are the typical triggers for the default, Est?
They are usually like non-payment after the grace period ends, prolonged unemployment. So if you're unemployed, sometimes they will give you a grace period or give you an indulgence to make payment arrangements. So you usually should actually be advisable to respond to these payment repayment notices that you receive. But default, it does not immediately mean legal action, but it sets a stage for serious financial and legal consequences.
And maybe, how then does it come to blacklisting from a student debt or a default to now blacklisting? What does it mean and how does it affect you?
So in South Africa, blacklisting generally refers to a situation where a person's credit record contains negative information, making it difficult to access credit or any other financial services. While this term isn't a legal one, it signifies that a credit bureau has a record negative information on a consumer, such as defaults on the loan or judgments, which can negatively impact their credit score and ability to get approved for credit applications.
Yes, Raf.
So if you default on the loan, let's say, for example, the bank may list your account in arrears or hand it over. You may be flagged as a slow payer, defaulting client, or have a judgment recorded against your name. Consequences of blacklisting may be loan refusals, employment issues, cell phone or rental contact rejections, increased interest rates for any future bothering.
Yeah.
Duration of a blacklisting, negative listing stay on your credit record report for 2 to 5 years until it is paid in full.
And how does now the debt collection process work in South Africa, Est?
So if you fall behind on payments, here's what generally happens. They will usually take like step one, they will do internal collections depending on the creditor. Like you will receive calls, emails, and SMS reminders. Whereas they will offer you a time to enter into a payment arrangement. Then step two, they will go to external debt collectors. This account may be handed over to a third-party collector. And you must keep in mind the collection costs may be added also to your debt. Then step three would be a letter of demand in terms of a Section 129 of the National Credit Act. This is a formal legal notice is served demanding payment within a specified period, usually 10 business days. Failure to respond to this may lead to legal action. And step 4 would be your legal action. The creditor may also apply for a default judgment against your name. A court order may be granted without your presence, even if you don't defend it. Or an emolument attachment order or garnishment order may be issued deducting money directly from your salary. It's also important to know that legal costs and interest continues to accrue during this time.
And NSFAS and Dev recovery?
So we all know that NSFAS is the National Student Financial Aid Scheme.
Yes.
We also know it as NSFAS operated. It first operated in before 2018 as a loan system. That meant students were receive financial support were expected to repay this money.
Yes.
When they graduated or started earning a certain amount of income. However, after 2018, there was a major shift in the way NSFAS was structured. The South African government introduced a new model that turned NSFAS into a bursary scheme for most low-income students. Under this new system, students from households earning 350,000 or less per year can qualify for full subsidized education.
Now, this is a very personal question for me as well. How can I avoid or deal with student loan debt consequences, Raf?
The best way to be on top of your student loan debt is to stay in contact with your lenders, negotiate terms, request for payment holiday if you are struggling, check your credit record, visit your TransUnion, your experience for free annual credit report, seek legal advice, consult a debt counselor or an attorney before signing acknowledgements of debt or if a summons is served.
Okay. And then probably how can I be arrested? Can I be arrested actually for student loan debt? Is that possible?
No, Betty, that's not possible. So you cannot be in prison for a civil debt in South Africa. But however, if you ignore summonses that can lead to enforcement procedures like asset attachment or salary garnishments. But fraudulent behavior like submitting false documents can result in criminal charges.
Wow. Yeah, that's crazy. And now I can be blacklisted. I mean, I cannot buy a car at some point in a long term. Does that mean that?
That's correct, yes.
Wow.
That will definitely affect your credit record.
Eish. That is so strange. So in conclusion, what advice can you give to people who are owing, my institutions?
Okay, in conclusion, I would advise student loan debt in South Africa, whether through a bank or any other institution, carry significant consequences if unmanaged. Default can affect your credit rating, future financial prospects, and even result in legal action. It's crucial to stay informed, act early, and seek help when needed.
Okay. No, our producer here, Unofundo, has a question for you, Unofundo.
Good morning.
Morning.
I do have a question. Let's say maybe you are funded by a company outside of NSFAS, but now the school is saying that you do not, you haven't paid for your tuition fees, but you do get allowance and it reflects on your student portal, for instance, that you do have a bursary that's funding you. Then what's the situation between me and the institution? Because now the institution maybe has put me to the forensic people.
Sorry, would you mind repeating that?
My question is, let's say, for instance, you are funded by a certain company or bursary, for instance, and then it's paying for your tuition, accommodation, everything. But now the problem is, in your student portal, it reflects that you're funded. You're also getting your allowance. But now the problem is the school has put your account under the forensic people. So now what steps can I take as a student? Because I do get my allowance and everything is good with the school finance.
Well, I would suggest you go to your bursar and just check. Either they haven't made the payment or when the payment will be made, so that you can keep in contact with your institution to show that there is actually a bursar that is supposed to be making your payment.
Okay. Thank you so much.
But always keep in contact with them. Always have.
Yes. Yeah. No, thank you so much. I don't know if it's the same question you were asking, Nomfundo, about the people who are on their accounts, on their student accounts, they are wrongfully, there's a debt that they probably do not know. How can they get assisted or cleared?
Yes, they can definitely get assistance. So if you have any further questions, you can actually contact our offices to see if they can help you with getting, just in case these went into legal action already. Yeah, please do contact our office and we can be able to assist you on that.
Thank you so much. And please give us those contacts as we are wrapping up, Est.
Yes, so you can find us on 001-502-0626. Or you can find us on all social media platforms, TikTok, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Malamba & Associates.
Raf and S, thank you so much for joining us on today's session of Legal Insight. We really appreciate your time.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.